Welcome back to Hooked on Horror, your weekly destination for scary stories. Today's story is Zuma. What do a bleeding nose, two hazmat suits, and an old Polish curse have in common? You're about to find out.
The baby's nose is bleeding.
Just pinch her nose.
There's blood on the crib. Her parents will freak out.
Nosebleeds are common, dear. They'll understand.
No, they won't. They're weird.
Do you want me to come over and help?
No, I can take care of it. But you have to admit, the Kelbs are strange.
They are particular, yes.
Mrs. Kelb is so suspicious of everyone. She'll blame me for this.
She's a scientist. She has that kind of mind.
This poor little baby, growing up with a mom like that. At least she's got a mom, right? Not like me.
Please don't talk that way. You're not alone.
Yeah, I know. Other orphans get gruel and spankings. I get to live with my cool aunt.
What does the baby's skin feel like?
She feels cold. Really cold. And she keeps whispering something really creepy.
What's she whispering?
Zuma. Zuma.
What?
Zuma. She keeps repeating it over and over. Do you know what it means? Aunt Kate, you still there?
Get out of the room.
Why? What does it mean?
Don't leave the house and don't let anyone in. That includes the Kelbs.
Why?
Lock the doors.
What does it mean?
I'll find the Kelbs and let them know what's happening. Don't go near the child again.
Why not? Please tell me what's happening.
Get back to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Aunt Kate. I'll just sit here, not freaked out at all.
2 minutes later.
I talked to Mrs. Kelb. They're on their way home. Here's what you need to do.
I looked it up. Zuma, it's Polish, and it means plague. Zuma means plague. Death and destruction, doesn't it?
Yes.
She's not even two, and she's talking about plague?
Stay away from her.
Is this the disease that killed Mom and Dad?
We don't need to go into that.
I've read about it. You can find information about it online. About the epidemic when you all were in Poland?
Don't worry about that right now.
Some people say that it infects you, but also makes you really aware. Like you have these really deep insights into the world.
Where did you hear all of this?
Online.
Conspiracy forums? That's just gibberish from a bunch of weirdos typing in their basements.
Some of them sound like they know what they're talking about.
All weirdos pretend to know what they're talking about.
So, what's the truth?
Right now, just stay put and wait for me.
You never give me straight answers.
This isn't the time to go into it. Right now, you need to stay away from the child and keep anyone else out.
If you want me to listen to you, you have to tell me what's happening. Don't treat me like a child.
All right, listen. It may be nothing, but it's possible that it's related to what we saw over there.
The plague?
We weren't able to categorize it precisely, but it was dangerous and highly contagious.
Am I going to die?
No. I'm going to take care of you.
What about Anna?
What we're going to do is make sure that you are professionally quarantined.
Where?
I'll figure that out. In the meantime, we need to contain this thing. Stay away from the child.
How did the disease get into her?
It must have been dormant in Mrs. Kelb. There's a lot we never understood about Zuma. But we do know that if you're not exhibiting symptoms, you're not contagious.
I don't have symptoms.
Good. That's good for now. Is this the first time Anna's had a bloody nose and cold skin?
Yeah, definitely. She's completely different tonight.
Then let's hope we can control the situation.
But I might die.
You're going to be okay. We'll get the best people on it.
And why is Anna speaking in Polish? She was never there. Her parents aren't Polish. That doesn't make any sense. She's just a baby. You can't learn a language through a disease. Aunt Kate?
I'll be there very soon, maybe 10 minutes. Most important, don't go near Anna.
Hold on.
What?
There's someone out on the lawn.
Don't let them in.
Out by the fence, behind the trees. I think there might be two of them. They've got masks over their faces.
They must be from disease control. Just sit tight. I'm about 10 minutes away.
And now Anna is screaming.
Let her cry. Gina, just let her cry. Don't go near her.
She's choking. It sounds like she can't breathe.
No, she's just crying.
How do you know?
Don't go in there.
She can't breathe.
Stay away from her.
Now she's sweating. Cold as ice and she's sweating?
You're inside the room? Get out now.
Okay, she's calming down. She had something stuck in her throat. Oh, it looks awful. That color. It's worse than I thought.
Gina, do you understand that what she has is very serious?
I helped her cough it all up.
You can't be near her.
I've been touching her all night. If I'm going to get it, I've got it, right?
Not necessarily. The more contact you have, the more likely you'll get it.
I couldn't just leave her.
Wait for me to get there.
You're going to come inside the house?
Probably not. I'll stay outside with disease control. But I'll help figure out how to organize the quarantine.
How will that work?
We'll have people in from Atlanta in a few hours. Top people in the world. We're going to be all right.
This is how Mom and Dad died, isn't it?
It's complicated. I'll explain when I get there.
You'll yell to me from out on the lawn?
You're not going to die.
You don't know that.
We're getting the best people on it.
Sure.
I swear, you're going to be okay.
What does Klomza mean?
What?
The baby. That's what she's saying now.
You're still in the room?
I'm near the door.
Get out of there and close the door!
Okay. Wash my hands, too?
It can't hurt.
But what does Klomza mean?
I don't know. She's just a toddler.
You sure you don't know? Because the Kelbs have a dictionary here. Remember I looked up Zuma? It wasn't hard for me to look up Klomza.
This isn't something to worry about now.
She said it again, and I know what it means. It means liar.
She's a sick baby. Don't worry about what she says.
She warns me about plague. She warns me about liars.
I am not lying to you.
You don't tell me the whole truth.
Gina, you're all I have in the world. I would never do anything to hurt you.
You have lied to me in the past. Took you a week to tell me Mom and Dad were gone.
I will explain everything I can. Promise me you won't go near her until then.
Wait, I smell something. There's a really strange smell, but I can't tell what it is or where exactly it's coming from.
Gina, try to stay calm.
No, this is definitely not right. It's coming from the back door, right near Anna's room.
Keep her door closed. Don't go outside. What does it smell like?
A little rotten, but also like chemicals. It's getting stronger.
Are you near the kitchen?
Yes.
Go upstairs and get a towel wet. Put it over your face. Wait for me.
What is it?
I don't know. I'll be there in a few minutes.
I have to move her.
Don't. Don't touch her. Don't go near her.
I can't just let her get poisoned.
Listen to me. Stay out of her room.
Okay, I checked it out. There's something leaking in from outside the door.
What?
It looks like a little canister. I can see it from the upstairs window.
A canister?
Leaking gas. Back in a sec.
What's happening? Gina, stay upstairs. Breathe through the towel. What's happening?
I brought Anna upstairs.
You can't be near her.
I'm not.
Just stay put. I'm pulling off the highway now. 3 minutes, I'll be there. Gina!
Okay, I just went outside and grabbed the canister. I ran to the edge of the property and I threw it over the ridge. I went back inside. I don't smell it as much now. I didn't see the people when I was outside, but I feel like someone was watching me. They say that's real. You know, when you're being watched. The smell is fading. What was it? The smell, what was it? Aunt Kate, where are you? Tell me what's going on.
Gina, are you there? Kate told us that Anna was sick. We're on our way back right now. Are you there?
Yes. Is Aunt Kate with you?
No, I just spoke with her.
Did you send disease control agents here?
Kate contacted some people we know.
Why are they trying to kill me?
I'm sure they aren't trying to kill you.
How can I be sure you're really Mrs. Kelb?
Gina, please. I need you to be calm. I need you to be mature.
I feel pretty mature, but I also feel like some people out there are trying to kill us. Doesn't that concern you? It's not just me they're trying to kill.
Gina, please stay calm. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting up in the second floor bathroom with your daughter, holding a towel over our faces.
No one was trying to poison you. They probably introduced a chemical agent into the house that can help contain infection.
Yeah?
It's the first step in the decontamination process.
It smelled horrible.
I know it does.
Like if we kept smelling it, it would have killed us. Me and your daughter. Feels like it could tear a hole in your lungs.
No, it's safe to breathe.
And why won't they talk to me? Why didn't they give me any warning about what they were doing? Like maybe they could have warned me they were about to lob in some chemical that was going to smell like death, but was actually okay for us to be breathing?
They should try to set you more at ease. I'll have my husband call them.
Can I speak to my aunt?
Right now, I think she's talking to some of our friends at Disease Control, setting up exactly how the quarantine is going to work.
How did the people on the lawn arrive so fast?
They work at the university, very close by.
Really?
Yes.
And how did you know they gassed us?
What do you mean?
I said they tried to kill me. I didn't say they gassed me.
I assumed.
Did you tell them to gas me?
No.
They just did it on their own?
It's the logical first step.
I don't believe you. I don't believe this is really Mrs. Kelb.
Please, Gina, don't get hysterical. We need you to think clearly.
I'm thinking clearly. I think you're one of the people out on the lawn. I think you just tried to kill me.
No, dear. This is Mrs. Kelb.
What was Anna wearing when you left?
The pajamas with the penguins on it.
What does it say?
It says party on the ice floe.
That's right. You are Mrs. Kelb. So you're the one outside. Why are you trying to kill me and your daughter?
I'm not. Please just stay put. We're going to help you.
Do you know the word klamza?
Just stay where you are.
It means liar. That's what your daughter is telling me. Every time you tell me something that doesn't make sense. She whispers to me, klamza.
That doesn't mean anything.
If you don't let me talk to my aunt, I'm getting out of here.
Your aunt is making calls now, trying to save your life.
Klamza.
A child with a fever doesn't know whether I'm lying to you over the phone.
You need to tell me the truth.
Please try to be reasonable. I understand that you must be feeling overwhelmed right now.
Tell me the truth right now.
I've told you only the truth.
No, you're lying. If you don't start telling the truth, I'm taking this child and I'm running as far away as I can get.
Fine. I'll tell you the truth. You are going to die tonight.
What?
You are going to die tonight. Did Anna whisper klamza at that?
No.
Because now I'm telling the truth. You are both infected. You are both going to die.
Where is my Aunt Kate?
She can't help you. And she was never honest with you. She's lied to you about everything. Everything that happened in Poland. You want to know what happened to your parents?
They got this disease and died of it?
Not exactly.
That's what Kate told me.
Of course she did. And that was a lie.
So what happened?
Remember, Kate didn't even tell you they were dead right away. It took her a week to give you that.
She was trying to protect me. And she was pretty broken up herself.
That means you can't trust her. But my dear, you can trust me.
How did they die?
They were exposed to the disease in an infected village. Then they sealed it off and killed everyone inside, including themselves. They torched the place down to the ashes.
Why?
They were brave and selfless. Doesn't that sound like them?
I don't know.
Always running towards trouble, disease. Of course they'd sacrifice themselves. It's who they are. Who you are. They saved millions of lives. That's what we need from you right now. There are sleeping pills in the medicine cabinet. You can go peacefully, you and Anna.
I don't believe you.
I'm sure you've looked it up. The disease. It wasn't something we could contain. It didn't behave like an ordinary disease.
Maybe I'm not infected.
It's not a risk we can take. Like I said before, you are going to die today. It's not that bad to take sleeping pills. Take the whole bottle. You'll get very tired. And that'll be the end of it.
You're killing your own daughter, too?
Do you understand the alternative? Cities, entire nations destroyed. Casualties in the millions or billions. And we wouldn't even be saving you and Anna. All we'd be doing for you would be condemning you both to a horrible death. The disease destroys your lungs, rots out your skin. But you stay lucid and alive to feel it the whole time. If we tried to save you, we'd be giving you that instead of a peaceful overdose. And if you do it yourself, you'll be a hero. A hero like your parents.
I don't believe you. I think you killed my parents.
No, we begged them not to do it. Your Aunt Kate and my husband and me, we begged them to reconsider. But your parents were stronger than we were. And now I understand them. I understand why they did what they did. You can't trade the tiny chance that a friend, a niece, or even a daughter will survive. Not if the alternative is a pandemic that would kill millions.
So you expect me to kill myself and your daughter with these?
Yes.
Wait, why do I smell gasoline?
Because my husband sprayed the house with gasoline. Regardless of how you die, the house will need to be incinerated.
Where is my Aunt Kate? I want to talk to her, now!
She's not making sense right now, but I assure you, when all this is over, she'll agree with me.
What the hell does that mean? And why do I smell smoke? Oh my God, you're burning the place down?
You still have time. Take the pills.
You're killing your own daughter?
The two of you are already dead. We are saving millions of lives. Please just take the pills. I want you to feel good about yourself.
What does that even mean? You're completely insane.
Your mother called us, you know. When it was just the two of them left inside, your mom and your dad. Everyone else was already dead. They were just about to finish the job. I could hear it in her voice. The pride, the certainty. She said to me, "I pity those who will never have the chance to do something great."
1 hour later.
Kate? Are you there? Please. I need you. I'm at least a mile away from the house now. I heard gunshots as I left. The house was burning. They tried to kill me. They're crazy. Are you okay?
Where are you now?
I'm in the woods. Pretty far in.
Stay there. I'll come to you.
Where are the Kelbs?
I've taken care of them.
Am I going to get sick?
I don't know.
Will I infect you?
Don't worry about that. We'll stay far away from people. If we survive, the disease should end with us.
What do I do about the child?
You brought the child? No, Gina, no!
I couldn't leave her. She would have burned to death.
You're carrying her with you now?
Yes.
Is there something nearby? Like a rock?
What do you mean? Aunt Kate, are you still there? Hello?
A few days later.
Aunt Kate, I hope you're all right. I found an old barn out here in the woods. Kept us dry. Then I got sick. It's a strange disease. You see things and you hear things. For a while, I felt like I was buried deep in the earth. I thought I was probably dead. But I knew I'd be able to trust you if I got out. I kept hearing something. Zabievshisky. I don't know what it means. I think Anna was whispering it to me. Or maybe I imagined it. Then I feel like I saw the words painted in the sky. She's fine. Anna is. I don't know how she survived. I was out for 3 days. Maybe four. I brought water and a loaf of bread. She hasn't touched the bread. But she looks good. Better than I do, I'm sure. I feel all right, but not exactly normal. Please tell me you're all right.
Hello?
Aunt Kate, where are you? Are you all right?
I'm sorry, this is not Kate Sullivan. We recovered this phone from the crime scene.
What crime scene? Where is my Aunt Kate?
This is her niece, Gina?
Yes. Where is she?
Where are you?
I'm not sure. Where is my aunt?
Keep your phone on, and we'll locate you.
Okay, but please tell me where my Aunt Kate is.
Your aunt was involved in a triple homicide. We believe that she killed Mr. and Mrs. Kelb, and then took her own life.
No!
Had she been acting strange lately?
No!
Showing signs of mental illness?
No, nothing like that at all!
Well, clearly she was deeply delusional.
She was the most sensible person I've ever known.
I'll let you see what she was thinking, just before she killed the Kelbs. These are texts that never got through to you. The child is the disease. She will destroy us all. Kill her now, while you have the strength. It's the small children who can't be stopped. I'll come to you. If we survive together, the disease should end with us. But we must kill Anna. This is what was going through her mind. Clearly, she was not well. How long has she been like this? Gina, are you still there? I understand this may be a lot to take in right now. We'll have your location soon and we can pick you up. You said that the child is with you? We have your location now. It shouldn't be long until someone can pick you up. Are you all right? Hello? Gina?
Zabievshisky.
What are you saying?
Zabievshisky.
You will kill everyone? That's what you're saying to a police officer, after your aunt just committed a triple homicide. What does this mean, Gina?
Gina, Niema.
Why are you saying that Gina is gone? Where is she? Where are you?
Gina, Niema.
Then who is this?
Anna. Zabiev Shesky. Kill them all.
That's it for today. Thanks as always for listening. And good luck sleeping tonight.